This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans across the country have been or will be wrestling with Mother Nature. Today in the Northeast, it's high winds, heavy rain, and maybe flooding. Parts of the Plains states will see large hail, wind, and maybe tornadoes. A powerful storm swept through California yesterday, shattering rainfall records. Zachary Newman lives in Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco. He and his family were bailing flood water out of their house.
We were running up and down stairs, grabbing and just throwing everything, keeping that water up as much as possible, trying to keep that barrier up, trying to grab thick towels, thick blankets, just trying as much as possible to reduce it.
He talked to KGO-TV. The suspected gunman involved in a shooting at a shopping mall in Boise, Idaho yesterday is in critical condition in the hospital after a shootout with police, they say. Two people were killed and four injured, including a police officer who's now been released from the hospital. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Police Chief Ryan Lee says they were able to take the gunman into custody after a shootout with officers. The suspect and one officer hit.
We really cannot at this time speak to any motivation behind it.
A mall walker says she heard several loud bangs and told her friend they needed to run. And they did, she says, all the way out to the parking lot and beyond to get as far away as possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hollywood professionals say they are baffled by the circumstances of the New Mexico movie set shooting that left a cinematographer dead. They say production crews have stepped up safety measures. Actor Alec Baldwin killed a cinematographer with a prop gun he'd been told was safe to use in the movie. UPS's third quarter results beat analysts' expectations as consumers are paying higher rates to have packages delivered. This is AP News. A judge says Oklahoma can go ahead with five executions. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
A federal judge has cleared the way for the state of Oklahoma to move forward with scheduled lethal injections for five death row inmates. Judge Stephen Freya denied a motion for a preliminary injunction that attorneys for the five inmates were seeking. The first execution in Oklahoma in more than 6 years is scheduled Thursday, when 60-year-old John Marion Grant is to receive a lethal injection for the 1998 killing of a prison cafeteria worker. Grant and four other death row inmates were removed from a federal lawsuit challenging Oklahoma's three-drug lethal injection protocol because they all failed to offer an alternative method of execution. I'm Mike Gracia.
First Lady Jill Biden toured a cancer center in South Carolina yesterday, saying that cancer touches every American family. She met with breast cancer survivors at the Hollings Cancer Center. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.